Before I speak with you, let us give of ourselves to the great knowledge and wisdom which is at hand for our use. Let us join together this time and give thanks for all that we are and what we are endeavoring to achieve. I feel, my dear friends, that amongst you there is some tiredness and some little weariness, of which I will speak. But this time I wish to speak with you and to clarify some issues with you in order that once more you can go forward with your own evolvement of spiritual matters. The first thing I would like to say to you, my dear friends, is this. There is much talk in your world about the new era which is coming to this earthly plane. Much has been spoken about the date in your calendars, which somehow mankind feels to be some kind of new age. Let me say this to you. Each new day upon your planet is new evolution of your time. Therefore, I say to you, my dear friends, take each moment, each minute, each day as a new beginning. After all, this planet upon which you exist has existed for longer than you can know. Therefore, the evolution of this planet has been unfolding from the minute of its creation. Do you understand what I am trying to tell you?
Yes.
Each precious moment of your time is time to be used in your own spiritual evolvement. If each person upon this planet was to view life as such. Indeed, there would be much to look forward to. The spiritual awakening would be greater, not only for you human beings, but also in the evolution of this planet. You know also that this planet Earth is but a small planet in the scheme of life. So do you see how insignificant it becomes when so many people upon this world speak about some special year? When indeed the miracle of creation is with you in every moment of time. Have you any questions upon this subject, my dear friends? No
questions?
You have all become so knowledgeable. I do not mock you.
Yes, but looking back on over our history, there have been periods that one can look upon as special,
yes,
in some way or other. And perhaps the coming decade will be special in terms of the opportunity of new beginning. I take your point that there's a new opportunity every day. We are aware of our mistakes through the 20th century. One lives in hope that there will be fewer mistakes in the years to come. Perhaps it is wrong to view any particular period as special, but it's perhaps a hopeful way for us to look ahead sometimes.
But do you not see, my dear friend, that as you spend time looking forward, that you are missing the opportunity of now?
Mm-hmm.
I understand that mankind needs something to grasp hold of, to be special, as you say, in this day and age. This earthly planet is still in turmoil, as each one of you knows.
Mm.
Yes.
But it is up to those of us who come to your world to instruct, especially people such as yourself, who have the beginning of awareness. We wish to direct you all in order that you too can direct others in the rightful way of thinking. Yes, I take your point. Mankind does always seem to need to live with hope. But when you have the knowledge of the all-consuming power of spirit, then these wishes, hopes and desires do seem to be rather needless. Do you agree?
Yes.
That is one point that I wish to clarify with you And as you are in agreement, that can only be good. Another point I wish to raise with you this time. We hear so often confusing messages given about the life path of human beings. I have spoken, I know, on different occasions about many things, but sometimes it is necessary for us to make clear to you. Anything we feel that is, how can I say to you, misconstrued or not fully understood by the people on this planet. One of these things is the life path of the human being. Are your lives fated? Do you have a life plan? Let me begin, my dear friends, by throwing the question out to you. What do you feel?
I think maybe when we come here we have a plan of what we want to do, but I think it's as an energy that's ever changing, so yes, in a way we do have a plan, but I don't think we do keep to it.
I know what you are saying. Does anyone else have an opinion, please, about this matter?
We have inner feelings which possibly link, or probably link with our initial plan.
Closer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Anyone else, please?
We're all born with a certain talents, if you like, you feel there's a certain place for us where we could flourish, and that maybe is where we should be heading.
Yes. Yes, I take your point. Yes. The other gentleman. What would you feel?
I go along with the things that have been said.
You feel life is mapped out for you?
Not exactly mapped out, but yeah, you certainly feel sometimes that there are opportunities that you feel that you've just got to go for, got to try them, and you don't exactly know why straight away, but you just feel like you've got to make this step, and then other things seem to unfold, and later on you can see why you did have to go and take that step.
I agree with that. You can plan things, whether they come out or not, you know, fruitful. But you are meant to do that, to find out these things, aren't you?
Yes, I take your point. Let me now say what I wish to say to you. There is much confusion in your world about the life path of the human being. Yes, you do know before you come to this world what that plan is. But it is the soul path, not the human being. I hesitate there because I want you to realize the difference. Too many people in your world feel that their physical lives are mapped out for them. Not so. Not so. It is the soul who has the life plan. Therefore, the human being can be totally unaware of the soul's love. If you do not understand what I tell you, please stop me and we will try to make it clear to you.
So if the human part of us takes the wrong path, does that disrupt the soul's path that it should be?
The physical being is activated by the soul. So as the gentleman has said, it is the inner feeling which should be the guiding light.
Yes.
Those people who are unaware of spiritual power are treading pathways which to them is negative and uninformative in their lives. It is the soul who knows and understands what pathway should be taken. Can you see
difference?
Do you understand that you can live a human physical life without ever understanding what your pathway is?
Yes.
That is why we hear so many questions. What is life about? That is the physical being crying out.
Yes.
For the soul to help. But as you understand, and let me say, I congratulate you on your understanding, that it is the soul who retains the knowledge of the life plan, not the physical being. The human physical being has free will, as you well know, but it is the soul who activates. So you must listen carefully if you wish to be directed correctly upon the soul's life path.
The inner voice, as we call it.
Hardly, yes. After all, the soul has to go through many initiations in the human living if it is to reach that stage of understanding where it can go forward in our world. Each soul has that responsibility when it comes to this physical world. It knows what must be done. But because most of you have blocked memories, you are not fully aware of this. That is where the confusion lies. Too many people feel that their physical lives are mapped out for them. It is not. It is the soul's path.
Anyway, would you say that the more times you've been back, then the easier it is for the physical to listen to the inner self? Is it the very young souls that have come here that are having the most problem in listening to their inner self?
You must be careful, my dear friend, in expressing old and young.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do have old souls who return,
mm-hmm.
but they are returning in part, remember, the part which needs to learn. Therefore, it is a new experience, shall we say.
Right.
So, although the soul may be old, the human being may be completely new. The experiences will be those that the soul has not learned. So I would not say it is easier, but the soul would be more aware of the difficulties that the physical being is faced with.
Right, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
We cannot interfere in human life. Mm-hmm. We can stand by as directional beings, if you like, to help and encourage you, but we cannot step in and interfere.
No. Okay.
Is that clear for you?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Do we have any questions that perhaps you need to have cleared? Because when I come to you next time, my dear friends, I hope to bring you some new knowledge, some new information. So let us make the most of this time with any questions that you still have doubts with.
Any questions?
I had something on my mind which relates to the earlier part of your teaching this evening, perhaps. Recently, Pope John Paul asked forgiveness for the sins of the Church in past times, and these included the Inquisition and the violence of the Crusades. And I felt this was perhaps a sign of our times, a job well done. It cleared the air for the formal church, which needed clearing. Would you have any comment on this happening?
I would say only this to you, my dear friend, that those comments made by the papal leader does denote, does it not, the goodness of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
To us it shows not so much that he has asked for forgiveness for others, but it has shown to us the magnitude of his love. It has shown to us the greatness of his spirit. Therefore, whether his apology be accepted or not within your world, in our world it shows that this leader who has made these gestures of apology, he shows the way to many other leaders in your world. That is where his greatness lies. Not in the apology, because of course you know he cannot obliterate and apologize for deeds done by others. But as a leader, he has shown his greatness by that great love,
yes,
and sympathy.
Mm. Yes, thank you for your words on that.
Do we have more questions? I have to say, my dear friends, your gentleness and quietness when we meet is human, makes me humble.
Oh.
But so many questions then I am not with you. There has to be reasoning in that, I suppose. But if you are content, then I will leave you this time. I leave you in the knowledge that your awareness is ever growing, ever expanding.
Yes, can I say, when we read your words again from the transcripts, then I think we think again and think of the questions probably.
Yes, I hope.
It needs to sink in.
Yes, it is good that these words are written down, because sometimes the human thinking does not always fully appreciate the true meaning of my simplistic words.
It's very true. And memories fail us too. We can't always remember anything we say.
No. That is why it is good that you can reread these things.
Mm-hmm. And our American friend would like the transcripts again, so that's good.
Yes. Always, still he questions, but that is to be expected in one with such an intellectual mind. But in saying that, every seed has to germinate.
Yes.
So, my dear friends, I will leave you this time and leave you in the hands of this one who is most capable and is beginning to feel much, much more in the way of the leadership of this group.
Thank you.
Thank you for those words. God bless you.